A reading from the letter of St. Paul, to the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brethren, you know that when you were heathens, you went to dumb idols according as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man, speaking by the Spirit of God, saith anathema to Jesus, and no man can say the Lord Jesus, but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of graces, but the same Spirit. And there are diversities of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but the same God, who worketh all in all. And the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man unto profit. To one indeed by the Spirit is given the word of wisdom, and to another the word of knowledge, according to the same Spirit. To another the grace of healing in one Spirit. To another the working of miracles. To another prophecy. To another the discerning of spirits. To another diverse kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of speeches. But all these things one and the same Spirit worketh, dividing to every one according as he will. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time Jesus spoke this parable to some who were trusted in themselves as just and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray. The one was a Pharisee, and the other a publican. The Pharisee, standing, prayed thus with himself, O God, I give thee thanks that I am not as the rest of men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, as also is this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not so much as lift up his eyes towards heaven, but struck his breast, saying, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I say to you, that man went down to his house justified, rather than the other, because every one that exalteth himself shall be humbled, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. If you can please kneel for the prayer for vocations. Let us ask God to give worthy priests, brothers, and sisters to his holy church. O God, we beseech thee to bless this diocese with many priests, brothers, and sisters who will live of thee with their whole strength and gladly spend their entire lives to serve thy church and to make thee known and loved. Bless our families, bless our children. Mary, Queen of the Clergy, religious, obtain for us many more. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We have a couple of Mass announcements. You had missionary priest Father Vernon Coleman from the Society of Divine Vocations, and we took the sec collection. Thank you for your generosity. This Wednesday, August 1st at 5:30 p.m., there will be a Mass to celebrate the 15th anniversary of the installation of the Most Reverend Robert C. Morlino as Bishop of the Diocese of Madison, with a reception following in St. Mary's School. All are invited, so that will be here. And also we have a spiritual bouquet for the bishop, and you can go to latinmassmadison.org, if I remember correctly, for the details. I think there's also perhaps some sheets out there for the spiritual bouquet for the bishop. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. You're going to get a homilette today because we are pressed for time. I just want to mention one thing in the gospel today. We have the publican versus the Pharisee at prayer, and it goes a little bit with the widow's mite, as you might recall. You know, the publican and the widow giving her collection, the mite, the publican in his prayer is an emphasis on humility. I'll just tell you a very, very quick story. We have responsibility to provide Mass for migrant workers up in Cambria, kind of the northeastern section of the diocese to some extent. And they come for the seasonal work at the canning factory from late June through late August into early September, depending on the season. And So we go up there. We have a small diocesan, very rustic chapel that always seems to be in need of repair, running water and so on. So anyway, our priests go up there who speak Spanish and celebrate Mass. The workers come down Sunday night, like tonight, at about 6 o'clock when they finish their shift. They walk down the road and they come to the canning factory for Mass. I would assume most of them are Hispanic. The other week, John knows this, John Kolesinski, there was a collection taken up amongst all of these people. It netted $36. $36. Less than I get from Father Heilman for coming here, for example. It is the most beautiful $36 the church has ever received, in my opinion. The hard work of migrant laborers who are extremely poor to give collectively amongst all of them $36 for the church shows the humility and generosity of the poor. I would have preferred, I do prefer actually, that they don't give that money. They need it for their families, as you could guess, these poor migrant workers who come. But sometimes charity is accepting charity. There's a dignity for those workers to even give the mere $36 because they feel that they contribute to the church in some way and they do their part. It is the Lord's favorites, the poor, and the small sum they give is equal to that widow's mite. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.